From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all the attackers dead. At least 30 people were killed and more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syria Support Group to intervene. It blames the Syrian government for an uptick in fighting that has occurred since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes Tuesday targeted the two opposition-held towns in northwestern Syria, killing 44 civilians. The activist group said a vegetable market in the town of Marat al-Numan was shelled. They say another strike hit the nearby town of Kafran Bel. An Israeli court on Tuesday convicted the man who led the 2014 revenge killing and burning of a Palestinian teenager. The court rejected an insanity plea by Yosef Haim Ben David, saying he was fully aware of his actions at the time of the murder. He is due to be sentenced next month. Two other Israelis have already been convicted of the killing, with one getting a life sentence and another 21 years in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged Monday to continue working on a two-state solution for Israeli-Palestinian peace during President Barack Obama's final 9 months in office. During a speech to the Israel advocacy group J Street, Kerry stressed the importance of ending the long-running conflict and that the two-state path is the only one, he says, that will work. New Yorkers are voting Tuesday in the presidential nominating primaries. Pre-election surveys show Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump holding strong leads over their challengers. A long-rumored soldier swap between Russia and Ukraine seemed to gain new traction Tuesday. Ukraine's leader, Petro Poroshenko, said talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin had produced an algorithm for freeing an imprisoned Ukrainian pilot, Nadezhda Savchenko. The rumors came just a day after a Ukrainian court convicted two Russian soldiers on charges of terrorism and conducting war on Ukrainian soil. Iran's concerns about its perceived lack of sanctions relief and Syria's faltering political talks will be focal points of Secretary of State John Kerry when he sits down for talks on Tuesday with his Iranian counterpart. Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will meet in New York at the start of a trip for Kerry that will include stops in Egypt and Saudi Arabia. U.S. President Barack Obama says he expects that by the end of this year, conditions will be in place for Iraqi troops to eventually recapture the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. In a CBS interview aired Monday, Mr. Obama stressed the need to support the Iraqi forces who are doing the ground fighting. Earlier, during a visit to Baghdad, Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the U.S. is providing more than 200 additional troops and several Apache attack helicopters to assist Iraqi forces in retaking Mosul. Ecuador's president says rebuilding from Saturday's earthquake will cost billions of dollars. Rafael Correa visited the northeastern town of Puerto Viejo on Monday for a firsthand look at the devastation caused by the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Puerto Viejo, along with the nearby cities of Manta and Pedernales, were among the worst affected, although damage was widespread throughout the country. The quake killed at least 413 people. Relief workers are struggling to provide emergency aid to thousands of people forced to evacuate their homes after two earthquakes struck southern Japan last week. Many of the 100,000 evacuees on the island of Kyushu are in makeshift shelters. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.